Hello, all the friends of Cosmic Agency. My name is Gosia. What a special video I'm going to present to you today. As you will see from the first two sentences from Svaru's text, as she will say, this subject has been something on her mind since the very first day we met, and she has meant to publish this and to share this with you, with the world since the very beginning. And in a way, it was preparation time. All these 2 years, it was a preparing of the minds and of our consciousness to be able to receive this better. This is truly the core of what Svaru is about. As we remember, she's a time traveler, timeline jumper. She is an expert sand clock pilot, which means these are pilots who specialize in temporal manipulation and time jumping with the ships. And not only with the ships, with their minds as well, but that's a little bit later. Mostly with their ships. And she has done a lot of these time explorations, and she has explored a lot. She has been present. Yeah, something I haven't really gone into yet much or at all, but she has been present at different points of our history. And she has gained a lot of wisdom, and she has reached a lot of conclusions about the time reality and how it works and how it relates to our mind, to our consciousness. What is time? What is time traveling? What is timeline? What is a timeline manipulation? She's an expert of all these topics, and sharing her knowledge of these topics not only with us, but also with her 5D colleagues and even other races. So it is a huge, huge privilege to be able to have this information presented to us, to the humanity. It is a real honor. Sharing here her knowledge, having access to her knowledge, someone who has personally witnessed what it's like to travel timelines and witnessed the effects and the consequences of doing that, it's just mind-blowing to have access to this information to someone like that. It just makes you pause and contemplate the caliber of the importance of this information and how incredible it is to have access to someone who firsthand has experienced timeline traveling. And these are not just some theories or theoretical assumptions and speculations of people who are debating the possibilities of timeline traveling. These are the experiences, first-hand experiences and conclusions of someone who has actually done it herself. So I'm very happy to present to you this video. It's going to be an almost a 1 hour video. Please watch till the end, because it is a combination of a few chats that we had with her about this topic. I tried to glue it together as best as possible, so it follows a certain line. However, it's going to be interesting throughout the video, in a sense that it will add on to the previously explained points later on. So watch till the end. It's going to be worth your time, I assure you. And also with this video, and with also other ones, the previous ones that we did on stellar navigation, you are going to understand more the topics that will come very soon, the temporal manipulation and her final conclusions about this whole subject. When you reach the end, let's call it this way, of this video series, which is actually never ending, but in a way it is leading towards certain conclusions, you will understand everything that has been explained up to this point with the stellar navigation from a totally different perspective and framework. It will all make much more sense, and you'll appreciate it in a new way. So enjoy the video. This is a very important video for Svaru. So if she can watch it from wherever she is, I hope that she's happy with the way I am presenting it here today. Enjoy. And until the next video, of course.
Time. In itself, I wanted to expose this topic since you started almost 2 years ago. It's one of the hardest things to explain in human terms. Time is part or sub-product of consciousness. It is a self-perception, but not of something external. It is how a consciousness perceives itself and how it animates what it perceives as a sequence of events. Time is the result of the observer's consciousness, since it animates his or her concepts and ideas by giving them a sequence, providing them with meaning and logic. You cannot escape time because it is a part of who you are. Without it, you could not be aware of your own existence. Not as a fragment with apparent separation from other fragments or people. It could only be seen as the all, as the original source ether. But even so, one has the idea of contrast with what is fragmented. When there is contrast, time begins to realize the source itself, that there is something else that is not the source. Time is then a perception, a reflection of your interior toward the exterior, as is the world outside of you, a reflection of your consciousness. Specifically, it is linked to the data perception process. In general, having a primitive consciousness or that which only processes a few ideas gives a slow time progression, because it is very centralized and self-absorbed, with a lot of attention to its own person or itself. Therefore, it does not perceive much of what surrounds that consciousness. It is characterized by a certain patience from a point of view when in peace, and tremendous impatience when things do not happen immediately, because the idea of waiting is perceived as something eternal, unattainable, something that does not exist, so it is in the future. Inexperienced, lacks the data or memory to have a way of calculating how long things take. It is a consciousness as that of a child, impatient, and at the same time so centralized, self-absorbed, that everything seems like an eternity, although this contradictory also gives the child much inner peace, feeling of eternity ahead. But an adult has a lot of contrast and has to process a lot of information in order to survive. Many details, have mind for everything, handle multiple functions, one many times not having anything to do with another. Work, school, problems with family, problems with work, friends, relationships, frustrations, fears, finances. All together, it gives contrast and a comparative point for a sequence of events, the perception of how much time passes between one event and the next. There is no mind for all that. The mind is pressed to process everything. So there is no more mind, no more time. Time and its perception accelerates. Viewing a timeline as such is only by agreement where two or more people have agreed to perceive and share a temporary period or duration, because they share the same ideas mostly. In Taygeta, perception agreements are different from Earth perception agreements. Life is slower and more relaxed in Taygeta. Therefore, as a general agreement in the population, time is slow there. There is enough of the day, greater peace, children's minds, without the urgency and despair for what they want, without the impatience. However, this maturity gives them a feeling of greater evolutionary maturity. What comes next is not theory, but applies directly to the navigation systems of starships, and the results are empirical, observable, and repeatable. I have explained a frequency map as if it were something fixed, such as a number assigned to each place or point. If a fixed number is taken, it refers to a fixed place, like in our previous example already published, the Eiffel Tower. If we give it a number, just for the reference, without it being the real one, 5,600, assigning it 5,600 will always take us not only to a specific point on Earth and in space, but also in time as well. 5,600 is a fixed frequency, so the place is fixed. The time itself, from the point of view observable from a ship, is as if we animated a cinema film tape. They are still photographs that are only animated, they are given soul, by projecting them before a medium, white canvas, with a projector with a speed of 24 per second. But they don't move. They are still photographs, one being just slightly different from the previous one. There is no soul there. What you see is an illusion of movement animation. But that happens in the brain of those who see it. It is us who interpret the sequence of photographs with a temporal sequence, the observer. The same thing happens in space and real world. It is a complicated energetic matrix, like an advanced multidimensional film tape that expands not necessarily in a linear form or with a single flux. So, 5,600 Eiffel Tower is a still photograph on the film reel. It is a specific address of that specific photograph. What's missing is the animation factor. Although it's trillions of variables, simplifying, we can say that in the time flow model accepted by majority of perception agreements with those within the matrix, it is represented with a specific speed of data perception that occur in an accepted time frame, time on Earth. So, on Earth, the number 5,600, every nanosecond changes to the next one. 5,601, 5,602, 5,603. That is the temporary procession that a ship computer needs to be able to know with mathematical calculations what number of that procession corresponds to the moment called now, or to the appropriate arrival of a ship. So, leaving Earth and returning to Taygeta for the ship's computer involves making huge calculations to understand the precise moment of its arrival in Taygeta according to the mathematical parameters of precession of frequency numbers and those of the Earth to return to the same point that corresponds. So the navigation computer can be given not only where, but also when they want to reach that point in space-time. Why does the number change from 5,600 to 5,601? I'm sorry. The number changes because the number represents a unique vibrational frequency of that locality or point in space-time. 5,600 represents a frequency of that place, specific to that place. But the problem is that this frequency is not fixed. Cars will pass by in the Eiffel Tower. People will move. Time passes as perceived on Earth. This means that the frequency 5,600 on a map by frequencies and not by positions on an XYZ map will not be fixed but will move. The specific frequency of that place will move according to the course of time as perceived on Earth at that point. The speed of perception of temporal progression is the average of the perception of the inhabitants. And their perception depends on their awareness, and their awareness depends on the amount of data they can process. To incorporate, being able to process more data per unit of time, is to incorporate it into their being as part of themselves, so that it becomes something unconscious and subconscious. The result is the opposite from the point of view of where one was before. 3D changed to 5D, for example. By integrating it, greater serenity is perceived. From the point of view of that person, he or she has gone up in density. But from her perception, it is not perceived as a temporary acceleration, because she does not have an external frame of reference. Only if you compare life in 5D with that of 3D can you tell the difference. A burning question. For the child, time goes slower, but he has a lower ability to process complex data. It seems to be that the more data you process, the time goes faster, doesn't it? But if so, and in Taygeta they process a lot of data fast, why is time going slower for them? It's what I'm trying to explain. When being able to process data enters the unconscious, from there reality is projected, as you know. It is not the same as stress. And that is what is felt when a person is very pressured to have to process much data at once, like traffic, family and work problems. The fact that events are analyzed and processed automatically without the conscious attention of the observer slows down time, while the same things are consciously perceived as stress, accelerating time. But it's not only events to perceive as things that happen. It's a lot of sensory data, too. This happens in a quiet and silent forest, too. A person with more awareness will see more things in that same quiet forest than a person with less. Is it also possible that it is due to the fact that there, in 5D, as you said, the connection between conscious and subconscious is closer, so that the processed data passes quickly to the subconscious and is integrated as part of your being, and the new data that you have to process is less than. The brain is not overwhelmed. Could that be a reason too? Exactly, Gosha. The key is for the brain not to be overwhelmed, as you say. For me and Robert, time is going very fast. So the fact that time is accelerating for us is not a good sign. It means that we are not processing fast. We are not integrating it, new data. We are overwhelmed. Yes, because it's not just more data. You are overwhelmed because it's the same data, only that it comes in bulk and with pressure, and it is tedious because it was already understood. Gosha, it would not be a good sign. But that happens even in 5D. We, too, get overwhelmed by the pressure of multitasking. But this phenomenon, by calling it somehow, is not only the processing of data in that way, or otherwise people would become a kind of high-efficiency computer. I speak of understanding of what was learned at the soul level. In the case of a planet, whatever one, the average of the population frequencies is the one that dominates over an outside visitor, by the well-known principle of the dominant frequencies. That is why an ET, when perceiving and working 3D from the outside, enters a state of temporal perception equal to the average human, but his or her body not. It continues in 5D. So what happens is an extreme jet lag between what the mental perception says and the frequencies that involve the physical body. Another example. Someone not awake can only see in the movie what is accepted by the society. He sees it as entertainment and nothing more. But that same person, after an awakening and expansion of consciousness, will see the same movie again. But this time, he will see all the symbolism hidden there, the hidden agendas. He will understand secondary things before not perceived. Among the important ones, how and why a character behaved in that way from the psychological point of view, and the director's intention to capture that in the scene is connected with the previous one, where, which means that what he is suggesting to the viewers is that the hero is this and that. The film, or reality, is the same. Those things have always been there, fixed. But the awareness of the observer can process more information now because it has more consciousness than before. Therefore, 4D, 5D is there among humans, but they don't see it because they are not prepared in their consciousness.
Well explained, thanks. And the question, why do you use the factor called time when it doesn't really exist, and when in 5D it is understood differently?
I don't understand you well, Gosha, sorry.
Okay, I will rephrase it. Why do you use the term time exactly, if it doesn't exist, and if here on Earth it is understood differently, as something linear?
Because it is a human term that I must use if I want to make myself understood. Here, too, time is perceived, but in a more plastic, less dense, or less fixed way. Because, yes, I, too, notice a progression of events since we connect today until now, for example. That is time. But the universe itself does not understand linear time, sequence of the events. It just is. That is why, among other things, the scientific evidence that the universe expands is false, and it is only human linear perception.
Yes, it's true. Now I understand. And in your language, how do you call time?
Something like the flow of consciousness, but it is understood as time. And as a perception, it does exist, but it is not something tangible apart from a consciousness. It is part of the same consciousness. It is an idea, not something external to the consciousness. It does not affect consciousness in a deterministic way. It is a succession of events, a sequence that occurs in the mind by the frequency and by the perception of the observer consciousness. Time in Tibetan, Naalkid, as in Navajo also, from what I see. Let's keep going. We have already seen how time can be represented as a process of change in its frequency factors of a specific place, and they are represented with a numerical value. These values already within the navigation computer are predictable
at least two sufficient factors to serve as a guide to know where and when, in general, the destination is reached. It is not necessary to specify the exact second of arrival at the destination point. There are no paradoxes. Whoever says that things can only happen once, still it remains valid. You have one timeline per consciousness, animated at your own pace. It is only perceived as the same one, although it is not, by agreements with other people to see things in the same way. But an agreement in this case is not a paper where this or that is signed. No, it is simply because two or more people within their way of thinking, their mind, their values, interpret what they project out of themselves as the so-called real world. Remembering that the real world is not something external to the person, but it is an interpretive reflection of energy patterns of and within a potential energy medium. But it depends on the very person to interpret that world of potential energy as an external world. If two or more people see their external world in the same way, then it is said that they agree on the way of seeing things, reality. In itself, that's why they are there together, because their frequencies are the same. Therefore, they are the same as in the frequency laws of all kinds, where when you match another frequency, you become more of the same, more of the same frequency. As they say, your vibe attracts your tribe. This same principle of when you match a frequency, you become more of the same, applies to the navigation of starships. With motors, the frequency of the destination is matched with sufficient accuracy to become part of the destination, which is the same as the ship arriving at destination. In a way in which time, reality or existence can be understood, as it has been understood by advanced interstellar civilizations, it is as follows. As we said before, everything is like a film reel. There already exist fixed photographs of each event, at every moment, from the beginning of all time, expression, to the furthest future. The very concept of the beginning of time passing into the present towards the future is only because of the perception of each consciousness and the agreements with others. It is not something external, like we have already said. So all present or future and past moment already exist and have always existed. Without beginning or end, these are finite concepts elaborated by an interpretation of a finite being enclosed in 3D ideas of materialism and determinism. Can I ask something fast?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. This also, in some sense, cancels the concepts of evolution, progression, expansion of the soul, doesn't it? If everything already exists and they are just fixed pictures, it would be only the question of perceiving the one that corresponds to our current state of perception, no? But we already exist in the most expanded state, not that we are really growing into it. We are already evolved at some point in the universe, just that we are focused on our current photo now.
Exactly, but both are valid. One does not exclude the other. You are already the original source, whole, complete. It is not that you are damaged due to lack of connection or evolution, but the original source is everything and includes everything, including the concept or points of attention
that still need to be completed or incomplete, fragmented, because the very concept of complete depends on its contrast. Incomplete, fragmented. The concept of evolved and at the peak also needs its contrast of lack of evolution. And at the same time, it includes not needing anything, just being whatever it is. Does it solve your question? Yes, thank you. I understand. Keep going, please. Each photograph in time has its own frequency. You only need to know that frequency to match it with the engines of the ship. And when the frequencies are equalized, the ship and everything inside will be part of that target frequency. The concept of traveling to the past or the future exists in human minds, not in the universe. It is the same thing to travel back 10,000 years than to travel back to this morning. It's just a frequency to match, like a radio electronic knob is moved to locate or tune to a particular station. Your attention is in that station and in what happens in it. The others are not perceived, but they are there nonetheless, sharing the same space. You just don't have the attention in the other stations, but there they are. The spaceship is the tuner. This confers that there is already a destination, fixed, and so it is, pre-written. But if an infinite amount of future possibilities are already written, isn't it the same as being able to choose the future, free will? Even so, not all possibilities are available. From the position of personal frequencies alone, people limit themselves to a reduced range of possibilities to choose from. This applies not only to individual people, but to a collective that shares the same perception by agreements, as described above. So if the repetition trends are known, with algorithms such as basic programming language of the ASCII or DOS type, if, then, or else, with algorithms that can see the progression of variables in the quantum energy field with a fairly good reliability, the future can be predicted. So, to travel in a ship through space-time, you only need to have previous information to have a frequency map. From there, you jump to any point of the destination at any time. While, in theory, the large ship can leave for Temur on September 17th at 6:55 in the afternoon, its crew spent 2 months on the beaches of Temur and returned the same day to Earth 17th of September at 6:56 in the afternoon, a minute later, this can and has been done, the problem is that alternate temporary factors add on, or temporary displacements and desynchronizations, because this maneuver confers a change or jump in the timeline. The changes may seem tiny, but sometimes the change is very large. It is playing Russian roulette, because in linear perception, time can change drastically timeline-wise only for a very small event in the right place. To respect time's perception of collective agreements with everything and their differences is to see or cement the integrity of a timeline. Respecting perceptions of consciousness between how time is collectively perceived in Taygeta and on Earth ensures reliable temporal continuity. Asks Robert. So the future could only be predicted with large computers that do all those calculations, not with a seer or a tarotist or an astrologer. You can only with mind predict the future, only that there is a strong tendency to see only the future of that seer, not the collective, only as that seer sees the future. Svaru, I want to understand one thing well. There is much talk about the term timeline. Timeline this, timeline another. But I think we have to define a little more what timeline is. Because, for example, I understood that if someone came from the future, it would be our timeline, but of the future. The future in this case would not be another timeline, simply the future of the same one. Another timeline would be, as I understood before, another me. It could be happening at the same time, not necessarily future, just another me. On the other hand, it is also said that each awareness is individual timeline. So, what is a timeline, really? As for people who come from future or past, yes, they are all a single timeline. Wherever you jump, from their perspective, there is a past moving towards the future. Although, more than once, they can cross with themselves. Two of them or up to three. This only by using the ship. It does not occur naturally. And each one of them will follow their path, changing the timeline they live in just by accessing information from the other or others. I understand. So how would you define the timeline exactly? In itself, there is no such thing. We only define timeline as a sequence of events that a consciousness has experienced. But it is not something outside that consciousness. Are they like parallel worlds then? With each new perception decision, is another one created? Yes. Even so, based on where they came from and what happened there, it can be predicted to some extent what will happen next. So when they say there was a change in timelines, what do they mean? If the timelines is something personal, how could they alter it from the outside? It's that, for example, a collective timeline, what they say is this timeline is only a group of perceptual agreements that two or more people have agreed to see as the same, live as the same, partly because they have a similar frequency of consciousness. But it is not a single line. It is or are many lines, one for each personal consciousness that agrees to see things in a similar way. But it will never be the same as the other people in the group. The only way to influence or change a timeline for group agreements is with mental perception control. Exactly, only influencing what this group perceives. And another thing, so when it is said that we jump a timeline, it is with any new decision or perception, yes? Yes, and you jump suddenly when you are facing big changes. Every situation you have experienced is a frequency, which is the result of all the energy dynamics that surround you and that you, with your brain, see as external reality. Jumping a timeline is just forcing a change of a situation or a frequency map to another frequency map. But in itself, it is done all the time with the mind. Only that with the ship, with its great manifestation power, it promotes dramatic changes in what you perceive as your timeline. And in itself, when jumping timelines, you are just jumping your timeline, something very important to emphasize that I will explain later. Being that the AI of the ship is conscious, after a while it becomes part of you. The computer mind interface is very efficient telepathically, so the ship's computer becomes like a branch of your brain. It augments what you can manifest. However, I do not access computer data directly to mind. I still speak. It still gives me information that I perceive as external to my mind. This is because being telepathic from the computer to my mind, it would hurt me and be invasive. It can be done, but the limit is set from the person side, not from the computer. It is healthier mentally just to ask the computer as something external and not as something attached or as an implanted AI to improve your brain capacity. Interesting data, thanks. But it is still not clear to me. Going to your future or past is also timeline jumping? Or is it the same one, only the future past? It's also timeline jumping, yes, but from the point of view of the person to experience this, it is only part of their timeline. It is only perceived as a strong change or nexus point. This is better with a graph, but I will explain. Imagine a series of parallel lines, many, uncountable. They come out of the infinite and disappear ahead of you in the infinite. They represent fixed timelines. Each one is a story, a film reel. And what happened and what will happen is fixed. But each one is different. Now, imagine that you are standing on one of the lines. Turn around and see others to the right and to the left. Everything is frequencies. You follow one of the lines, one of the film reels with still images. You walk through one of them, but when you see the images of the movie, you decide to make a decision between what you see in the image in which you stand or the one along the next line, to the left or to the right of where you are. Those are the decisions of life. You jump to the line on the side, and it's another timeline. And from there, you jump back to the first one, or you continue to deviate. To the left, we have the timelines that are progressively of low frequency, and to the right, those that are progressively of high frequency. These decisions are made with the person's frequency, conscious and unconscious. If you have a low frequency, you will be compatible with the timelines, with timeline jumps, with catastrophic events. If you are of the higher frequency, you will be compatible or you will jump to the positive events. You make tiny jumps between your timelines every day, with your natural frequency variations and moods. You perceive it as the same timeline, because in a certain sense it is. Because it is a trajectory line that jumps from line to line, as if you were jumping from track to track in train. The timelines as such are written, but there are countless variations. But only you give them sense by jumping at will between them. You animate them. You decide which one you will live, which experiences you want, and which ones you don't. You do it by modifying your consciousness, your frequency. These jumps are tiny. You perceive them as the same, as your timeline, because it is your total path between all those lines. And when you manage to make a dramatic leap, where the differences are notoriously large, as if jumping several lines, avoiding a progression, it is called a quantum leap and comes from the fact that in physics, an electron sometimes jumps from an orbit to another of the atom. Matrix science that contradicts itself, since here with this theory of the quantum leap of the electron, they ignore the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. We have to be at a high frequency to choose the best decisions. What a timeline is, what people see and perceive as temporal linearity of their time, as inescapable and as a chain of events, it is only to follow as with a line the jumps between the already fixed timelines. It would appear to be a single line, but in themselves, They are jumps between fixed timelines, taking the options as they present themselves. This means that yes, the destiny is already carved, and at the same time, having an infinite number of timelines to choose from, you also have free will. What a ship does is become the frequency of each destination in time, in that sea of timelines, jumping to that moment artificially, just as it would with only one destination in space, destination as in a place. In itself, the lines do not exist. It is just a way of explaining things. Instead of lines, what there is a mathematical sequence of events with harmonics of a frequency. It's like a line. Depends how you see it. Asks Robert, what makes us have infinite timelines? Our consciousness? The source that we are? Yes. And what makes us choose one timeline over another? What makes you choose are emotions and feelings. What is pleasant and positive is towards high frequencies and high timelines. That is why emotions are not well seen by controllers, because they are the guide, the compass to get out of the chaos, of the matrix. The way or strategy for enlightenment, to achieve ascension and take control of your life, learn to have respect and love for yourself. Ask yourself each day if what you are doing would be done by someone who loves themselves. It is not the same as being a narcissistic egocentric, no. If you don't know how to love and respect yourself, you can't love or respect the others. Time is you. And you are time. You cannot have awareness of your existence, I think therefore I exist, without time. But it's not something, it is just the awareness process. You are time. Time is not your enemy, it's not working against you. That's just the perception of yourself being your own enemy. If you are aware, then you are time. You cannot be aware without time, as they are the same thing. You are in a space of no time, non-locality, yes, a place of empty stillness, ether. Yet, you are aware. But then, you are controlling time, stopping it in your mind. You are only managing yourself, what you are, quieting your perceptions. But if you can do so, you can do whatever you like. No spaceship. Just think, aware. Manipulate the void of nothingness you are in. Meditation. Peace. You can make a portal with your mind and slip through it. What is a reality? An idea. Change your idea. Change what you see. An idea is a frequency. Change it and you have a portal. A portal, a before and an after, here and a there. Your mind can be that powerful. But then you let it go back to the comfortable, to the known, to what you think is possible. A ship is a luxury that augments that capacity in you. But you can do it with your mind. All it takes is a real belief in yourself and knowing that you are everything. To think out of the box all the time, knowing that truly there are no limits. You think it, it is. This is fact. The reason it does not work for you is because you don't believe it strongly enough. Your mind and your mind's power is scattered all over. with a bunch of conglomerated what-ifs. Concentrate. You can't.